This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fending off a U.S. default, the Senate has given final approval to a debt ceiling and budget cuts package.
I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, as it's now on its way to President Joe Biden's desk to become law before a fast-approaching deadline. The Senate ground through late-night voting Thursday to wrap up work on the hard-fought deal. Ukrainian air defenses have managed to shoot down more than 30 Russian cruise missiles and drones as Moscow continues its attack on Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The air offensive was Moscow's sixth attack in 6 days on Kyiv. Officials say the capital was simultaneously targeted from different directions by Iranian-made drones and cruise missiles. Several people were injured, and private houses, outbuildings, and cars sustained damage from falling debris. The recent spate of attacks on the capital has put a strain on residents as they wait for an upcoming counteroffensive promised by Kyiv authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said two people were killed and two others injured on Friday after Ukraine shelled a town near the border, while officials in nearby regions reported overnight drone attacks. The governor of the Bryansk region north of Belgorod said four homes had been damaged by shelling, while the head of the neighboring Kursk region said some buildings had been damaged in an overnight drone attack. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ukraine says Russia is again blocking the UN Black Sea grain deal. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Kyiv accused Moscow on Thursday of halting the registration of ships to all Ukrainian ports. A UN spokesman said Russia told officials it would limit registrations to the port of Pivdenia in Ukraine's Odessa province. The UN and Turkey brokered the Black Sea Grain Initiative last July. It's designed to tackle a global food crisis made worse by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which is a leading grain exporter. Russia agreed to a two-month extension of the deal in May, but it now says it will halt the deal unless an agreement is fulfilled to overcome obstacles to exports on its own grain and fertilizer.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Sudan's warring parties clashed in the capital overnight and into Friday morning after talks aimed at maintaining a ceasefire and alleviating a humanitarian crisis collapsed, prompting the U.S. to issue sanctions. Residents of Khartoum and adjoining Omdurman said the army had resumed airstrikes and was using more artillery as the clashes continued, but with no sign its paramilitary enemy was retreating from city streets and homes it has occupied. Senegal braced for a second day of unrest on Friday after a jail sentence for opposition leader Ousmane Sonko led to one of the deadliest days of violence in recent memory. Nine people were killed in clashes between riot police and Sonko supporters on Thursday, after the presidential aspirant was sentenced to 2 years for corrupting youth, a verdict that cast doubt on his chances for running for president next year, and which the opposition says is politically motivated. The U.S. government delivers May's unemployment figures this morning. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Analysts surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that hiring slowed last month to a still healthy pace of 190,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy. That would mark a decline from a robust 253,000 jobs gained in April. Analysts surveyed believe that the unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.5% in May from a five-decade low of 3.4%. Companies have steadily slowed hiring since January. A slowdown in job growth and pay raises could help the Fed reach its 2% inflation target. Donna Warder, Washington.
Find more on our website, including the podcasts Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.